song been playing, Pinto?
20 seconds. Nobody had said anything yet.
Jerky and I just chat.
On air. Nobody had said anything.
How you doing, buddy boy?
We're doing fine. Hi.
Somebody, one of your callers called you buddy boy.
Hey, buddy boy! Old John, he was mad at me.
He was.
I was mad at
you,
him.
You take your blood pressure medicine today?
I'm fine.
It must be like 210 over 87.
Is that bad?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if it's good or bad.
I think
sure.
That's high.
Is it? Okay.
That would be high.
My blood pressure's fine.
Okay,
I'm just relaxed. How's your cold coming there?
Well, you know, I'm just dealing with it the best I can. But a lot of people are worse off. So I'm not going to play.
You come
complain
in,
about it.
You say, oh, everything. You sound all happy and positive. Then when I ask you about your cold, then you go, oh, I'm trying to get by the best I can. I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
I don't think I've accrued sick days yet. So I don't, and I'm not. I've never taken, hardly ever take a sick day anyway.
Is that a shock directed at Wisconsin? Or
no,
something, or
no.
What?
But I, you know, no, it's not. It's just the way it's the way it's worked out.
Okay, good.
Did you dress yourself today? No, I'm just kidding, Mike.
I'm dressed fine today.
You look okay.
I have Keen sandals. I have khaki shorts, shockingly, and a purple golf shirt.
You don't own an iron then, is that? Or did you sleep in that shirt?
I'm like Marcus Williams for the NDSU football team. Have you seen the Pinto's friend Casey does the video stuff for NDSU Athletics? They did a day with Marcus Williams video.
Okay.
And however it worked out, old Casey was in Marcus Williams' apartment at 6 o'clock in the morning when Marcus woke up. And one thing that Marcus said was, I sleep in the clothes I'm going to wear the next day because it saves me some time.
It does, yeah.
So Marcus Williams, NDSU football player, headed for presumably hundreds of thousands of dollars in the NFL next year, sleeps in the clothes he wears the next day because it saves him some time.
It does. And I bet it's very efficient.
4 o'clock, four pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Yes, it's true, Jergy.
Yes.
I can tell that you're excited about it. Today is National Talk Like a Pirate Day. So if you would, for the benefit of our listeners, talk like a pirate.
I can't. I've got this cold.
That's got nothing to do
now,
with
Jack
it.
Jack Sunday of our staff can talk like a pirate. He can do a real good job, and he's just across the hall, but he's very busy. So I can't talk like a pirate.
Ahoy, matey.
That's good.
I'll make you walk the plank.
But I've got this cold. And,
you can't do that? You can't say ahoy?
I can't.
Say ahoy.
Ahoy.
That's it?
That's all I can do.
Get into it,
I'm not well.
Come on. It's National Pirate Day.
I am not well.
Why do we have National Pirate Day?
That was my question. National Talk Like a Pirate Day. Who came up with this?
National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Who came up with this?
SpongeBob? The creators of SpongeBob?
Really? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. It just seems...
No idea.
I don't know why we would commemorate it. It's not on any calendars that I've seen.
Johnny Depp?
I don't know.
He's in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
I know.
Walt Disney? Pirates of the Caribbean?
I don't know. It just seems... Okay.
Frivolous?
Yes.
You need to lighten up, newsman.
I've told you I'm not well.
You're well. You're fine. Boring.
Ooh, you can't talk like a pirate. I have a cold.
That's no excuse.
It's the best thing I could come up with.
Talk like a southerner.
I can't. I've got a cold, and this is as good as I can. I'm not feeling up to par.
Number three. We had some weather in the area last night, Jerry. I believe the Twin Cities got some weather today.
They did get some weather.
Why did we get weather?
How much weather did we get? System moved through. And I'll tell you what.
Pushed by a cold front, pushed out of the Canadian Rockies.
Yeah, I think that's what Sean and Terry said. Something like that. A low pressure trough.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I know it was 12:15 this morning when Norman jumped on me. My golden doodle.
You're in North Dakota, right?
Golden doodle.
Not Minnesota.
Gordon jumped on me on the bed at 12:15 this morning. He's very fearful of fireworks and thunder.
Oh.
So, yes, I was awakened by a 95-pound golden doodle. And it didn't rain much. I think we had 7/100ths in our old gauge here. Seemed like it rained more at my house, but I don't know my gauge. Norman knocked the gauge down.
He was all excited about it.
No, it was earlier this summer, and I haven't put it back up. He knocked it over.
Oh.
So not a lot of
was
rain.
Was he jumping out of the backyard
no,
over the fence?
No, he just knocked it over. The cities, I think Monticello, that area, mid-morning, they picked up 2-3 inches in some areas of rain.
Mm.
And I do know monitoring Hector Airport, we listened to air traffic control in the news center, and they were holding some planes because until the weather moved through the cities and moved through. And so it was some areas of heavy rain, a couple of crashes on slick interstates in the cities, hydroplaning. That type of
hydroplaning.
Yes, that's what the State Patrol reports.
Did you happen to catch the lightning show last night around 10 o'clock, 10:30?
I didn't. No.
Oh, because I took Rudy outside for his last time outside before we
with my cold
batten down the
hatches. I was in very early. I went to bed before the lightning show.
Anyway, we took the dog outside like 10 o'clock. It was nonstop lightning to the west and to the north. Yeah. Nonstop. And Rudy was so nervous. Rudy was so nervous, he wouldn't go potty.
He doesn't lightning?
He just stood and shook and went back in the house.
Is it thunder or is it lightning?
He just didn't. The whole feel last night about 10 o'clock was weird. It seemed like we were going to be crushed by something, and we didn't get crushed by anything.
Didn't happen. No. It was northwest of us. I know Wheatland in the western part of Cass County picked up some hail, and down toward Cogswell and Brampton down in Sargent County, they picked up some hail.
Cogswell and Brampton?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was guys on the KFGO fishing trip from Cogswell. The Cogswell Cannon. Tony Stein, former UND quarterback.
Yeah. Was he along?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Number two on our list
you
today.
You don't think so? I think you'd know if he was on the fishing trip.
No, yeah, I'd know if Tony was along. Okay. Tony was not along. Okay. No, he was not along. Right. There was a winning ticket selected, Jurgi, in the Powerball jackpot.
Yes.
Columbia, South Carolina. Officials at the South Dakota Education Lottery say 400.
South Carolina.
What did I say?
Well, the second time you said South Dakota.
Oh, South Carolina Education Lottery.
You want my glasses?
Nope. Say a $400 million winning ticket in the latest Powerball drawing was sold in Lexington, South Carolina.
And that's one of those states where you don't have to publicly identify yourself.
You don't?
No. I think that's true in North Dakota if you win. If I just don't show up someday and, you know, the morning after a big drawing, you'll probably know what happened.
Norman suffocated you when he jumped
or
on
I've
you.
I've had a relapse with my cold.
Yes. You've expired.
I don't think that anyone stepped forward in South Carolina to claim the ticket yet. I don't know whether they've been in touch with the lottery people, but that's a big jackpot. And whether it's a single winner, whether it's guys at the plant pooled their money.
Guys at the plant over there in Lexington, South Carolina.
I'm sure they had a plant of some sort. And that's a lot of times
sure they do.
Employees put in pool. We've done it here where people will throw in money and then if we win then we'll it'd be on automation.
The last time we did that, we gave the ticket to Charlie. Charlie never showed up on Monday.
True.
We haven't seen Charlie since.
I haven't seen him.
So what happened, do you think?
I don't know what happened to him. And we were going to call and report him missing. People said, really, we're not going to miss him.
He's in Buenos Aires with our winning lottery ticket.
And then I think one time Heitkamp purchased the ticket, and then we never heard if we won or not.
But he keeps showing up for work
every day. He does. He has new pickup, though. Seems like he gets a new pickup about every 3 months
every week.
When he needs an oil change.
Number one on our list today. Can't avoid it. One more day. Number one.
It is tomorrow, too.
Yes, I said. One more day tomorrow. Game day. ESPN game day.
College game
Fargo.
Day. The setup is underway. I suggested or I kind of threw out that maybe the old wood chipper ought to come downtown.
Think so, yeah.
And I think it's coming.
It is.
From the CVB, the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I have
Charlie Johnson working with him, huh?
Yeah, he was was on with Jack Michaels doing Tom Wynn and Friends. Look at that.
What did you get?
My battery's only got 5% remaining.
Oh, geez. Better plug that in.
So the wood chipper is going to make an appearance on Broadway. Don't know its role, whether it'll be sitting on the stage. Or
it's going to grind up Lee Corso.
Somehow. If it's a celebrity picker. You know, I threw that out. Maybe they can manipulate that somehow. I don't know.
Did you know something?
I did not know anything. I was just throwing. We were trying to determine whether it should be the wood chipper, Phil Hansen, or Scott Miller. And I threw the wood chipper out. So I understand it's going to be down there. And setup's underway. Sandy Butwater of our staff was down there today. Jim Monk, Don Haney, they've been watching the setup. And it's pretty impressive. But Sandy just came back and she said, you know, in an hour here with the daily wrap, she's going to tell me what she saw. She talked to some ESPN people.
Oh.
And I said, well, I'll debrief you at 5:20. And that didn't sound
right. That doesn't sound right at all.
Sound right at
you
all.
Don't want to debrief. No, not at all.
So we'll talk about what she saw. And she talked to some of the people and production people and got some of the inside stuff.
Have you downloaded Corso's Cornhole Challenge yet?
I have not. No, I don't think my computer would.
Oh, no, yeah, because you can download it to your Android. You have an Android.
It's only got 5% battery
but
power
left. But if you
left.
Plug it in, you can download Corso's Cornhole Challenge.
And what is that?
I don't know, but it sure sounds interesting.
It does.
No, it's part of the game day event, Home Depot College Game Day event. You can win some backstage passes. If you go to the Fargo Home Depot, located at 17th Avenue Southwest, down here in Fargo,
yep.
Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., you have two chances to win. You can paint the best team sign in the Bear Sign Painting Contest or beat the competition in a cornhole challenge. I'm just reading from the press release.
Right.
Download the Corso's Cornhole Challenge app to your Android or Apple device for your chance to win great prizes, including an epic College Game Day VIP trip to Pasadena, all courtesy of the Home Depot.
Hey, that sounds like a good trip.
It does.
But I don't know what the Cornhole Challenge is. What does it consist of? You're a College Game Day aficionado, so I don't know. Are you going to go paint a sign tomorrow?
That says...
The Bear Paint Center?
That says, what's a cornhole?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Be a good one.
they probably wouldn't let you on,
but...
They probably wouldn't.
You know, this.
I think in some parts of the country, down south, what we call beanbag toss.
They call it cornhole?
Yes, they do.
Really?
The Corso's Cornhole Challenge.
Is that
presented
right?
By Home Depot.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. What's wrong with a beanbag?
Yeah, I don't know. It should be a beanbag challenge. I'm just going by what it says here in the press release.
Depending on what part of the country you're in.
Yeah.
Because we don't, you know, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right.
All
thanks, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO News
Director. See ya, buddy boy.
Here on the Mike McFeely Show.